Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
With Frankfort Centralia on to the semifinal round, they defeat Valley Heights 10-0, and they will await the winner of this one, the 2 seed Onega, 14-4 coming into this one, taking on Blue Valley. But obviously he's not starting, and unfortunate circumstances for the he is a and needing a lot.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Quarter final. And should be a fun one as both the head coaches exchanging their lineup. Batting 8 and playing in center field is number 10, Raleigh Sump. And batting 9th and playing in right field is number 22, Trenton Schwartz. And for the Onega Buffaloes, they are head coached by Adam Kufall, trying to get back to state once again this year. And leading off, one of the elite hitters in the area is number 2, shortstop Jackson Coulterman. Batting 7.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel popper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland.
Number 15, Isaac Wagner.
Underway. Should be a lot of fun. Onega with their white-on-white uniforms. The home team has a 2-seed with Eli Randolph with their blue tops and their white pants.
Play more.
Their white hats.
Good for you.
Yep. We are getting rid of this thing underway. So this Onega team, boy, they've been hitting well this season, batting .324 as a collective unit. And I told you about Jackson Coulterman being one of the best hitters in the league. Well, how about a batting average of .635. And this is a team that can absolutely 94. They're going to be without him for at least Junior could move that red off or switch. And there's strike one. The regional will pick the that one just misses a touch outside. Evens the count 1-1. Hunter Lehman, another multi-sport athlete. Do a little bit of everything. That pitch taking some mustard off. That one in there. Able to get a win towards the bottom of the league and back. Gage on the air. One of two. We have all juniors and seniors except for Williams and Raleigh Sump. I take that back. Corey Williams and Aaron Ennis are also freshmen. The swing and a miss.
For the Rams,
and now bring up Landon Schroeder. 371. Big one kick hit well in front of Finch bounces in there for a loafer ball. Who bats 300 on the team? One of just two Rams batting over 300 this year. Two gone. Breaking ball. Foul. Back to back. First pitch. Was a little bit after 6:30. Here with the second of our double. There goes Schroeder. Makes the catch, but in there with a steal is Schroeder. Get the Rams. That ball. Actually, he's going to be cut off. That was about halfway through third base. The guy's back in the field.
Number 3,
these two teams met up in the regular season in which Onega won 24-2, and how about 19-15 in the second game? Corey Williams up in the zone, makes it 0-1, 2 gone, back to back. Swing and miss, strike 2. Layman trying to there's the 0-2, swing and miss. 3 strikes. Network.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Once again, the hitting order. Winning the regional final here in this and again that resumes the next Tuesday should they win here in this one. Hunter Layman to the top of the and it'll be Schmitz, Lincoln Schmitz pitching for mentioned Jackson Coleman's ridiculous on the season, 635 to be exact, 6 doubles, 3 triples, and 8 long balls for Jackson Coulterman. How about that is just his slugging is up. So the junior digs in. First pitch. And got under it just a little bit too much for count number one. That was just, well, I mean, lollipop. That probably was not faster than 45 miles an hour. It couldn't have been. And he wanted to send it out, but he waited on it. And kind of just some awkward timing. And that'll bring up L.J. Kelzer. Batting 344 on the season, 24 RBI, 4 doubles and a home run. Here's a grounder right to the shortstop, Schreiber. Goes to cleanly. Throw is a little bit high and over the head of Coy Williams. And that'll be an E6.
Coming third for the Buffaloes, the pitcher, number 29, Hunter Layman.
Hunter Layman to the plate, batting in the 3 spot, batting 411 on the year. Third in batting average on the team, behind Coulterman, of course, and Burgess, batting in the 9 spot. Kind of an old school thing to do, have one of your best hitters bat number 9. So for the first time today, Schmitz going from the stretch. That ball hit opposite way and through the gap in between the second and first baseman for a single and almost rounded the second base back too much as Kelzer dives back in. safely to second base.
Team cleanup for the Buffaloes, the third baseman.
And that will bring up Race Fisher, the stocky third baseman. Batting 353. 18 hits, 18 RBI, 3 home runs. Third most on the team. 17 home runs on the year for Onega. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and I'm telling you, that thing, that breaking ball, that can't be touching 50. That thing is just almost like an Ephus pitch. And that ball hit in the air. Shallow right field, might be even in the infield. And we'll be caught just barely on the infield dirt. A couple of feet in front of the outfield grass and caught by Hartman, the second baseman, for out number two. Talking about the defense for the Rams, running out of the battery is Innes behind the plate. Weeks is at third, Schreiber at short, Hartman at second, and Coy Williams at first. First pitch taken, ball one by Casey Hutchlist, the center fielder for the Buffaloes. Gage Williams is in left, Sump is in center, and Short is in right. Hutchlist stands back in, batting 262 on the season. Modest batting average. Pretty solid stuff from him. Popped up. It might be playable. Third base side. And just barely gets over the fence in front of some fans on third base side. Hutchlist, just a freshman, so a lot of room to grow, but still, 15 RBI in your freshman season. That's nothing to smirk at. Six extra base hits. Out of 61 ABs and 73 plate appearances. 1-1 pitch, two gone, runners on first and second. Waits on that breaking pitch and takes a big swing and a miss on that breaking ball that's up in the zone. And Coach Kufall will tell him not to maybe swing so hard at that pitch. Because here is the 1-2 from Schmitz, another breaking ball. Lollipop in there, low and in. Kelzer at second, reached on an error in a one-out single by Hunter Lehman. He's over at first. That ball hit. Pass the diving third baseman Weeks. Running third, heading for home is Kelzer. He's going to score. And it's an RBI single for Casey Hutchlist.
The
16th ribby of the year. Second hit of this inning. Lehman is up to second base. And that will bring up Jake and Ronnebaum. Batting 118 this season. Does have 13 RBI, so solid amount of RBI despite just six hits on the season. That ball ropes down the line. Foul, third base side. That thing's blasted off the bat of the junior. So Lehman up to second. And Hutchlist with the RBI single back to first. 1-0 Onega, bottom of the first, two outs. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball upstairs, even count 1-1. Lincoln Schmitz, the pitcher, wearing number 52. The pitch, there goes both runners. It's a line drive right at the third baseman Weeks for the final out. RBI single from Case Nuckliff. It's two left stranded, one run, two hits, no errors. Actually, one error, beg your pardon. So 1-0. We'll be back with the second inning coming up after this.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the second inning. Onega gets an RBI single from Case Nuplitz. 1-0 our score. Jared Spuffy back with you. Kirk Killen back in the booth. And Hunter Lehman back on the mound after a solid first inning. Gave up a couple of two-out hits, but left them on first and third. So it'll be the 6-7-8 hitters coming up for Blue Valley Randolph, the seventh seed in this regional tournament. Onega, the 2-seed. So Ennis batting 255 on the season, the freshman. For Fitch. In the air. 9-0 plate, out of play. Those just joining us. Dakota Krause for Blue Valley Randolph, one of their better hitters. Not here, at least yet. He was competing in the Twin Valley League track and field league meet as that pitch in there for a strike. Makes it 0-2. Lehman back to the windup. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss ahead of that fastball. And they're saying, did he tip it or no? Apparently he did not. So that will be the fourth strikeout already for Hunter Lehman. All four of the outs have been via the K. That brings up Braden Weeks. Third baseman batting 188. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Lehman, an incredible start this ball game. And that one misses. Lehman again, 267 ERA coming into today, 6-1 record, his ninth appearance, his fifth game he started. And this one on the ground, opposite way, second baseman Wenger has it. He up with it, throws the first in time for out number two. Back-to-back innings, retiring the first two batters and trying to go 1-2-3 as Raleigh Sump comes to the plate. Sump, another freshman, batting 130 on the year. Sump is a tall dude. He's about maybe 6'2", I would guesstimate. Doesn't have an actual measurement, but kind of just guessing based on kind of my height, maybe 6'2", 6'3". First pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball up in the zone. Swing and a miss behind on that fastball. Flew it right by him. If I'm Lehman, I'm going right back to it. He's not able to catch up to it. One strike away from going 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Goes right back to it. In there, strike three. Got him looking. Five strikeouts and two innings for Hunter Lehman. And it remains 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second. Up next, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, we're back here in Onega. The Buffaloes up 1-0 after 1.5. As we go to the bottom of the second, Dylan Magnet, Keegan Vandenberg, Xavier Burgess coming to the plate. That's the bottom of the order. They scored one run in the bottom of the first. That was an RBI single by Case Nuplitz.
Right fielder, number 16, Dylan Magnet.
Magnet on the season batting 265. Sixth on the team in batting average. Breaking ball hit in the air. Out of play, right field side. And I'm telling you, these Onega hitters are drooling at seeing that breaking ball. As soon as they see that thing coming in, they are wanting to absolutely obliterate it as it comes in at about 50 miles an hour. Schmitz goes from the stretch with nobody aboard. Breaking ball, hit it on the ground, tried to hit it out. Slowly hit to the shortstop, throw to first in time. Just waited on it, took a big uppercut, and got on top of it. Slow dribbler to Schreiber with a little bit of top spin, and now after that 6-3, he brings up Keegan Vennerberg, the left fielder. 158 batting average. First pitch to sophomore left fielder, misses low and in, ball one. So one gone, bottom of the second, 1-0 Onega. Here in Onega, the Class 2-1A Mission Valley Regional Quarterfinal. That one misses up and away. Makes it 2-0. Vennerberg, 6 hits on the season, 10 runs batted in. 1 extra base hit. And that one low in the strike zone, swing and miss. There might have been a changeup that time. Makes it 2-1. That wasn't a fastball, but it wasn't his breaking ball. I think there was a changeup there. Here comes the 2-1. Popped it up. Infield, left side. Just barely in the outfield grass. That is going to be caught. Weeks tracks it down. And that will bring up Xavier Burgess.
Now, up to bat for the Buffalo, designated hitter, number 21, Xavier Burgess.
Burgess, the designated hitter, as mentioned, a really solid hitter, 429 batting average on the year, 15 hits, 12 runs batted in, 19 runs out of 49 plate appearances. Schmitz comes set and fires. Hops up and out of play, first base side. Jackson Coulterman on deck would love to be able to extend this inning and get him back to the plate. Schmitz has now retired 3 in a row. Looking to go 1-2-3 here in the second, just like Lehman did. Top of the inning. That ball chopped slow on the run. Nice play by Schreiber. Throw on the run is caught at first for the final out. Well done by Schreiber at short, making a couple of defensive plays. And Onega down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base. We go to the third inning coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware. We're in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Going to the third, it's 1-0 Onega with a lead over Blues Valley Randolph. Quarterfinal round, Mission Valley Regional Quarterfinal. Leading things off is going to be Trenton Schwartz. Rams were retired in order in the second. Five strikeouts for Lehman so far today. And first pitch swing and a miss on a high fastball that was up and away to the left-handed right fielder. Trenton Schwartz batting 103 on the year. Now on missing outside, even as the count 1-1. Back to the windup. That one's in there, taken for a strike, fastball, middle. Nice placement there by Lehman. Junior goes back to work. Breaking ball, swing and a miss for strikeout number 6. So saw the entire batting order, two singles, one ground out, six strikeouts. So that brings up Tennessee Hartman for the second time today. Swing and a miss, strike three on his first time at the plate. First pitch, that just barely misses up. That was a nice pitch, fastball up in the zone for Lehman, but apparently not a strike, just above the letters. Here's the 1-0, outside ball two. Lehman hasn't fallen deep behind in many counts so far. Wind up being the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Ahead of that, off-speed pitch. One out, top of three. Swing and a miss. Ahead of that pitch as well. So again, these two teams met up twice in a doubleheader on April 4th. Onega won 24-2 in the first game, and they won the second game 19-15. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout on the outside corner. And that is number seven. Number seven on the game for Hunter Lehman. That'll bring up Gage Williams for the second time today. Struck out swinging his first time up as well. Left fielder playing towards the back of the batter's box. A very closed stance. His first pitch swung on and missed. His right foot's kind of in the back far corner, and his left foot, his leading foot, is kind of right in the middle. And Lehman thought that was a strike. It was dropped by Kelzer, and he was count 1-1. Wind up in the 1-1. Foul tip straight back to the screen, makes it 1-2. Looking for couple back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings. He's retired six straight, trying to make it seven right here. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, he got him. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout for Hunter Lehman. And he's got eight. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Land Radio.
Got a final score from Mission Valley. The Vikings are on to the semifinals as they run Rule Horton 10-0. So they will take on the winner of Wabunsee and Jackson Heights in the semifinals at 2:00 next Tuesday. And they have the second spot in the semifinals. The first spot was occupied by Frankfurt Centralia. They defeated Valley Heights earlier in the afternoon by defeating them 10-0. Back here in this one, Onega comes to bat here in the bottom of the third, top of the order coming up. Jackson Coulterman, they retired in order in the second inning. As Lincoln Schmitz, first pitch in their strike one to Coulterman. He retired four in a row, leading up to the end of the first inning. Last half inning, Lehman got three strikeouts as this one hit the air towards straightaway center field, backing up and there to make the catch is Sumpt in center field for out number one. So five in a row tied for Schmidt now.
Now, for the Buffaloes, the catcher, number five, L.J. Kelzer.
That brings up L.J. Kelzer. The catcher reached on an error his first time up. It is the lone run in our ball game. Came home on the Kaysen Hutless RBI single. First pitch. Chases a breaking ball low and Golston in the center field coming in to make the catch. Stump for out number two. That pitch was at about ankle height, and he kind of just chased after it and tried to just loop it in center field, but got too much on it, and it was right at Stump. And that brings up Hunter Lehman. Single in the first inning with one out, and was stranded at second. First pitch. And that hits him. And he'll reach the two outs.
Now it's back to the Buffaloes.
And that is breaking a streak of six consecutive retired by Lincoln Schmidt. And that brings up Race Fisher. He's cleanup hitter. Popped up on the infield his first time up. Lehman has his lead over there first. And there he goes. Pitch to Fisher, grounded, fair ball, third base side, fields it, throw to first, is not in time. Heading for third, and the throw is wide. Weeks wasn't expected, it goes to the fence. Coming home and scoring is Hunter Lehman from first. And Fisher moves up to second on the error. So that'll go down as an E3 after the infield single from Race Fisher. And it is 2-0, Onega. So after getting the first two outs of the inning, he hits Hunter Lehman on the shoulder blade as there's a pickoff move over to second. Fisher dives back in there. And Fisher with a single in on the infield on a slow chopper to Weeks, the third baseman, who then went back to the bag, tried to field it. And he wasn't expecting the throw. It was wide. That ball golfed foul. Third base side. I shouldn't say golf. It was middle, but he blasted it on a line to third base side. Just barely missed it. A little bit behind it, or excuse me, a little bit in front of it, I should say. Getting all the terms wrong here. Bottom of three, 0-1 count coming up, and now the second base umpire calls time to get the ball back in. Two outs, runner on second, 2-0 Onega. Now ready to play. Fisher has his lead second. It's a pretty big one. Breaking ball. Again, pulled foul. Watch how Coach Kufall over there at third base gets out of the way. And it's really difficult to get the timing of that breaking ball when it's coming in there at a speed that I'm assuming not really a whole lot of pitchers at this level throw. Which that curveball coming in about 45, 50 miles an hour. Have to really wait on it. And it kind of throws the timing off, and as a result, they haven't been able to take advantage of it. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming up to Hutpliss. That ball again pulled foul down the third base side. Again, Hutpliss had that RBI single. Responsible for that run in the first inning. And Onega has a run in here in the third inning on an error on the throw from first base. Back to the 0-2 count, because again, we have to get that ball back into the dugout. Schmitz comes set. There goes Fisher. Hit in the air. Hit well towards left center field. Stump on the run. Doesn't get to it. It's down for a hit. RBI base hit for Hutchless, the second of the day. It's a double. And it's 3-0 Onega. Fisher got a really good jump. As mentioned, he started taking off towards third. And that brings up Jacob Ronnebaum for the second time today, lined out to Weeks at third base his first time up. So all the damage being done here with two outs. Breaking ball, chops it right back to the mound, pops out of the glove of Schmidt, and he's going to throw to third. It's not a forced out. It's dropped by the third baseman Weeks, and they got him in a rundown. Hutchless trying to make his move back towards third as a throw to the second baseman, and he'll tag him out for the final out. So we go to the fourth inning. It's 3-0 Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Going to the fourth inning. Hunter Lehman has been masterful on the mound for the Buffaloes. He has four straight strikeouts, and on the game, he has eight of them through three innings. Only one out that he's gotten that wasn't via the strikeout. He's given up two hits, no runs, and no walks. And he'll take on the 3-4-5 hitters here in the fourth inning. 3-0 Onega. Couple of runs last half inning for the Buffaloes. One scoring on a wild throw from first base to third to score Hunter Lehman. And Ray Fisher scoring on an RBI double from Casey Nuplitz. He's 2-for-2 with two RBI. As Casey Nuplitz has the first pitch from Lehman to Landon Schreiber. Misses for ball one. 1-0 that's taken up and away. Ball two. Schreiber a single, a two-out single in the first inning. But it was the first of two. He stole second and was stranded at third. Fastball, swing and a miss. Big cut on a fastball in. Makes it 2-1. And that one, swing and a miss. Chase that one low. Makes it 2-2. Lehman trying to control the pace of this AB. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. That's chopped right back to the mound. Lehman under his glove. On the run, the second baseman flipped to first, and that is going to be not in time. And I think that'll probably go down as an E1. Went under the glove of Lehman, and that'll bring up Lincoln Schmidt. Single in the first inning. He was stranded on first. Left-handed starting pitcher. A little bit of a bent-over stance. Kind of punches over as well as the first pitch foul straight back. Bending his knees just a touch, but also kind of straightening his, or lowering his back a little bit, kind of bending over, and keeping his hands low. And that one just barely missing from Lehman, even count 1-1. Lehman from the stretch looks over at first at Schreiber, the pitch. Now misses low and in. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air. Center of field. Hutfliss trying to make the play. Going to his right. Backing up and leaping. And did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Tough read for Casey Hutfliss with that wind out there. Makes a tough catch for out number one. And Schreiber stays put at first. That'll ring up Coy Williams. He struck out his first time up in the first inning.
Yeah, got the first baseman, number three, Coy Williams.
So again, eight strikeouts for Hunter Lehman in three and a third innings. Pickoff move back to first, not in time. There's Ronnebaum over there at first, applies the tag. Not a super large lead. Probably wouldn't worry about it if I was him. As that's right back to the mound, but pretty hard. And that's off of the glove of Colterman. He was right on top of the bag. If he would have fielded that cleanly, he could have just stepped on the bag and gotten the out. But instead, everybody's safe. And that would have been a tough play to make. But if he would have just went straight to first, it would have been a tough play. But if since there was a runner on at first, probably give a E6. I get Schreiber over to second and gets Coy Williams on at first. That brings up Aaron Innes, the catcher. Fastball swing and a miss. Shoulder level. Second time today that Lehman has had multiple runners aboard. Had runners on first and third in the first inning, left him stranded with two outs. A one pitch, swing and a miss. One strike away from getting a very crucial second out. Up 3-0 with multiple base runners aboard for the Rams. The tying run at the plate. The right-handed catcher awaits. Here's the pitch from Hunter Lehman. Foul straight back will do it again. So Mission Valley on to the semifinals. And so is Frankfort Centralia, both getting 10-0 wins over Horton and Valley Heights, respectively. Remaining games in the quarterfinals, this game in front of us, and Jackson Heights and Waubunsee, that game at Mission Valley High School. Swing and a miss ahead of a breaking pitch and a second out that will give them a good chance to get out of this inning without giving up any runs. Brings up Braden Weeks, grounded out to second his first time up. Runners on first and second, two gone. Top of the fourth, 3-0 Onega. The pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Outside edge of the plate. Good placement, getting him to chase a little bit. Go one, swing and a miss. Ahead of that, off-speed pitch, makes it 0-2. Change up low in the zone. Now down to the final strike of the inning. Pitch, and that's in the dirt. Nice scoop by Kelzer, the catcher. And that avoids both runners advancing. But then again, the backstop very close to the catcher. 1-2 pitch, hit the air, left field, foul territory, and making the catch is Race Fisher for the final out. So two stranded, no runs, no hits, and two errors. It's still 3-0 Onega. We go to the bottom of the fourth, coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Halfway home as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Onega leads Blue Valley Randolph 3-0. Jared Fluffy with you. Kurt Hillman back in the booth. One run in the first inning on an RBI single by Caden Hutcliffe, and two more in the third, an RBI double by Hutcliffe, and then a scoring on an error is Hunter Lehman. It'll be the bottom of the order coming up, just like it was in the second inning. They were tired in order in that frame, trying to avoid that same fate here as Dale Magnet leads it off. He grounded out to short his first time up. And Schmitz has not been doing too bad out there, considering the amount of pop that this Onega team has. Trying to keep it up here, keep the Rams in this game. Rams have had multiple opportunities in the first and the fourth innings, leaving multiple base runners aboard. Hunter Lehman doing an excellent job on the hill. First pitch, that hits him. Didn't try to get out of the way. And they're going to say it hit the bat. They're going to say it hit the bat. So he's going to come back. Looked to me like it hit him right on the arm, but I guess they said that it hit the knob first. It definitely did hit him, but I guess they're going to say it hit the knob first. So go back. The batter's box, and here's the 0-1 pitch. Now one hits him this time. And the umpire's like, okay, that one hit you for sure. Go down to first base. There's a breaking ball up and in and hit him on the shoulder. And it probably doesn't even hurt with the way that Schmitz throws that breaking ball at about 45, 50 miles an hour. And that will bring up Keegan Vinnenberg. Popped up to the third baseman his first time up, and the left-handed fielder digs back in for the second time today after unable to connect on one his first time up. First pitch, swing and miss. Strike one on the pitch that was blown away. Kelzer over there at first. 11 stolen bases on the year. Foul pitch. Excuse me, foul tip on that pitch. Makes it 0-2. So Schmitz did have a stretch there where he retired six in a row. There was two outs last inning, but then, of course, hit by pitch, single, RBI double, and then ending the inning on the pickle between second and third, and that Huffless was tacked out. Back to Kelzer. Tag him, and he is in there safely, no issue. Be sure to stay up to date on our website, msesports.net, as scores start to come in from our regionals across the area. And also, on our website, we'll post where we'll be at next week, what games we'll be broadcasting. Another throwback to first is not in time. We'll have regional softball Monday and maybe some Wednesday. We're not quite sure what the official schedule is for what we're going to do, but there is regional softball on Monday going on. Is that foul tipped? Onega is the top seed in their regional tournament coming up. McLeod, of course, the reigning back-to-back state champs. It looked so good last year. And they are certainly the favorite to win state again this year, as they are still unbeaten. Well, excuse me, they're unbeaten in league play. They've lost regular season, non-league game. Here's a little blooper in on the infield. It's going to be a force out as it drops in there. The Schreiber and Hartman kind of converged and let it drop. They get the force out at second to get Magnet. And Vinnenberg reaches safely on a fielder's choice. And that will bring up Xavier Burgess. He is 0 for 1, grounded out to short his first time up. So runner at first, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 Onega. First pitch waits on that breaking ball and lines it right to Weeks, third baseman, throw to second for the forced out, and they get that one as well. So another forced out at second. And that will bring up the top of the order for the third time today with Jackson Coulterman. 0 for 2, a couple flyouts, one to right field, one to center field. Coulterman coming into today batting .635. He is certainly due for a hit. Looking to bunt. There's a pitch in there for a strike. Throw down a second on the seal attempt, and the throw was there, but just dropped by the shortstop Schreiber, or bigger part, the second baseman Hartman. And that will be a stolen base for Burgess. So not going to get a force out at second now, with Burgess now in scoring position. So Magnet led off with a hit by pitch, led by force out and force out. One pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. Awaited on that one. Makes it 0-2. Coulterman stands back in. And here's the pitch. And that one hits him on his back on a breaking ball. And it's a dead ball, and Burgess is wanting to steal third. He is forced to go back second. Now a mound visit as Herb Loveless, the head coach, going to check, or actually that's the one of the assistant coaches for the Rams, not the head coach, Herb Loveless. So the runners on first and second, two gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Good position here for the Buffaloes. They can take advantage with a 3-0 lead, trying to extend that lead and get some insurance. After Blue Valley, Randolph has admittedly had some opportunities that they were unable to get. Had a couple base runners with just one out in the fourth inning. And went strikeout, pop out. And in the first inning, they had a couple two-out singles. Left stranded on the third and first. So Kelzer to the plate. He is 0-for-2. Reached on an error in the first inning and had the first run of the game, scoring on that RBI single by Casey Hutfliss. And he flew out to center field with one out in the third inning. So runner on second. Again, with two outs, we're in the bottom of the fourth. And now Coach Loveless is talking with the home plate umpire. Not quite sure what this is about here. Yeah, I really don't know what this is about. So now the umpires are going to converge and meet over here towards first base, or in between the mound and first base. Not quite sure what this is about. LJ Kelzer just kind of waiting around, taking some practice cuts with two outs, runner on second, and a 3-0 lead. Trying to add to it here. So after all that, nothing changes. There's a pinch runner. That may be what the fuss is about. The pinch runner over there is second. And now Coach Kufall is getting an explanation from the second base umpire. Xavier Burgess is the... He's not a pinch runner. He's where he's supposed to be. Beg your pardon. Sorry about that. So after all that hullabaloo, nothing happens. And we play on. Kelzer stands in. First pitch from Lincoln Schmitz. Up in the zone just a little bit for strike one. The lights start to come on here in Onega. It's Grover Eddie Field. Buffalo's trying to add on to their lead. Get some insurance. Step off the back of the mound, throw to second, not in time. It's Burgess back to the base. Magnet led off this inning with a hit by pitch, followed by a couple of force outs at second. And then Jackson Coulterman was hit by a pitch with a runner on second after Burgess stole second base. Here's the 1-0. That one's in there for a strike. Evens the count 1-1. Schmitz waits for Kelzer to stand back in the box. Now he does so. And the stretch comes together, and now lets it fly. That ball hit right to the shortstop. Nice scoop. Throw to first. Plenty of time and time for the final out. So two stranded after the ground out by Kelzer to first base, and we will go to the fifth. 3-0 Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastStand, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastStand improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stands. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastStand. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, we are back here in Onega. The Buffaloes with a 3-0 lead, unable to add to it after getting a couple of base runners. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman is back in the booth. And we go to the fifth inning. Top of the fifth, it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters coming up for the Rams. And Hunter Lehman back on the hill for the Buffaloes. He has been terrific. As he has struck out 9 so far, including 8 in the first 3 innings. The Rams have had multiple innings with multiple runners left on base, including last inning, reaching on a couple of errors. One from Lehman and one from Coulterman, unable to capitalize. So Raleigh Sump will be the leadoff batter for Blue Valley. His first AB, he struck out looking. Beautiful evening for baseball. We've had sun all day long. Partly cloudy skies. The wind has died down throughout the afternoon. It was blowing pretty seriously as we started, but now it's more just a gentle breeze. First pitch, that ball is hit towards center field. Coming in a couple steps is Hutchlitz. He'll make the catch for out number one on the first pitch. Gotta love that for your pitch count. And Dakota Krause is in the building. After the TVL track meet, he is here. And he is batting for Trenton Schwartz, batting 294 on the season. First pitch to him that misses for ball one. So love to see that if you're the Rams. You have a 3-0 deficit, but now you have one of your best batters. Now in the hitting order. That ball is swinging a miss. A little bit low in the zone, but swinging on this, even to count 1-1. And Krause, a big fella, about maybe 6'3", 6'4". Imagine it's got to be a little bit difficult to try to flip on the mentality of, you know, okay, I just got back from throwing in our league track meet, and now I'm competing in a regional baseball game. Just getting right in the middle of the game. I mean, we are right in the middle of this thing. Here in the top of the fifth, down 3-0. Fastball, swing and a miss. You got to love that, though. As soon as you pull up, you say, hey, we're down 3-0. This is a manageable score here. After losing to them 24-2 in the regular season, we're only down 3-0. 2-2. Opposite way, is that fair? Yes, it's a fair ball for Dakota Krause. That's going to be down the right field line. And that's a single for Dakota Krause. So welcome to the game, Dakota. It's a one-out single here in the top of the fifth. And that brings up Tennessee Hartman, the second baseman, for the third time today. 0-2, a couple strikeouts. Hartman looks over there at Coach Loveless at third. First pitch, Hartman takes strike one. A one, that one misses low through the glove of Kelzer. That's going to be a pass ball that allows Krause to take second base. Now, you have a favorable situation if you're the Rams, are in scoring position. Rams have struggled with runners aboard. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. One, two pitch coming up. Hartman trying to avoid being struck out for the third time today. Lehman comes set and delivers the pitch. That one in the dirt. Nice stop this time by Kelzer. Stays in front of him. Off the chest protector. Kind of up in the sternum areas where that one bounced off of. Two-two hit into the gap left field in between Fisher at third and Coltman at short. And Krause is going to head for home. Being lackadaisical with it in left field was Vandenberg. And Blue Valley Randolph is on the scoreboard for the first time today. An RBI single by Tennessee Hartman.
Now, it's
3-1. That brings up Gage Williams. He also has struck out twice today. So runner on at first, one out, and one run in. First pitch. Fastball, middle, strike. Good pitch there from Lehman, trying to keep his cool after allowing that RBI single to Tennessee Hartman. Middle, fastball, swing and a miss this time. Throw back down at first, not in time, after a large secondary lead by Hartman at first. So the arrival of Dakota Krause, a boost of energy for this Blue Valley Randolph team, has just 4 wins on the regular season. 0-2 pitch, up and in, ducking out of the way on a fastball is Williams. Makes it 1-2. Didn't want to wear that one. That one was coming in hot. One, two. Foul tip, straight back. We'll do it again. This Rams team is fighting here in this one. Mentioned the 24-2 blowout in the first game of the doubleheader. The second game, though, was close. It was 19-15. With Onega ultimately coming out on top. Buffalo's second in the TBL this season out of five teams, going 6-2, only behind Frankfurt Centralia. Breaking ball in there, strike three. Got him, trying to get the strike him out, throw him out, but the throw is late. And Hartman steals second after the strikeout of Gage Williams. So two outs for Landon Schreiber. Single in the first inning and reaching on an error in the fourth. And a base hit here can cut the deficit down to one for Blue Valley Randolph. First pitch in there, strike right down Broadway. Lehman comes set and delivers the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One strike away from getting out of this inning. Holding on to a two-run lead. Freddie Zandeels. That ball hit sharply towards center field. This might be trouble backing up, and that is going to be one hop off the wall. Rounding third, heading home is Harbin. He scores. It's 3-2. RBI single by Landon Schreiber. Clutch hitting in the top of the fifth for the Rams. And now the tying run is on base. That brings up Lincoln Schmitz, hoping to help his own cause. A single in the first inning. Pitch taken, ball one. Up and away. Lehman liked that pitch. He thought that it was going to be a strike. Two runs here in the top of the fifth for the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, the seventh seed in the tournament. Here in Onega, as the second pitch of the AB misses low, makes it 2-0. Landon Schreiber makes it a one-run game, a multi-hit game. He's now 2-for-3. Popped up in play, in front of home plate, and caught in foul territory is Kelzer. So Onega holds on to the lead, but the lead down to just one. RBI single from Schreiber, RBI single from Hartman. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Onega trying to respond with a one-run lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms, does one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Land Radio.
Blue Valley Randolph has two runs on the board. They now trail just 3-2. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jared Sluffy with you. Kirk Hillman back in the booth here on KMZA. Coverage of the Mission Valley Regional Quarterfinals. Earlier in the day, saw Frankfurt Centralia punch their ticket to the semifinals. They win 10-0 over Valley Heights. Here in this one, Onega holding on to a one-run lead. It'll be the 3-4-5 hitters, just who you want to see at the plate right now if you're the Buffaloes. After giving up the two runs, chance to get some right back. As Hunter Lehman takes the frustration out as he leads off the inning. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Actually, make that 1-for-1. Single and hit by pitch. And he scored in the third inning off that hit by pitch. Now looking to help his own cause here. Schmitz had an opportunity to do so last inning and let the runner aboard. First pitch, that one misses. Ball one upstairs. Three hits given up last inning. No errors. And one runner left on base. 1-0 popped up. Out of play, first base side. Evens the count 1-1. Those just joining us, RBI single in the first inning for Kaysen Uplist. He then had an RBI double in the third, and also Hunter Lehman scoring on an error in the third inning. That gets them to their three runs. 1-1, swing on a miss. Takes it 1-2, pitch up in the zone. Winner of this one taking on Frankfurt Centralia in the second game of the semifinals next Tuesday. And he kind of leaned into that one, and he knew it. I've never seen that before. He didn't even really lean into it. He kind of just waited for it to hit him, and he kind of just threw his elbow at it. And then he didn't even start heading towards first base. I know I leaned into it. I'll just get back in the box. Here's a 2-2. And that one did clip him. And they're going to say that that was, I guess, maybe the same thing. 3-2. That ball fouled out straight back, and that will keep the count full. Trey Fisher on deck, Kaysen Uplist in the hole. We'd love to see Uplist come to the plate with a runner aboard if you're Onega. Z so far today is two base hits and two RBI. Breaking ball hit in the air. A lot of air underneath it, and right field allows for Short to make the catch for the out. Actually, that's Krause out there now after Krause showed up.
Getting clean up for the Buffalo.
Coming in from the Twin Valley League track meets. And that brings up Race Fisher. 1-2, single in the third inning. Came home to score. First pitch from Lincoln Schmitz. Breaking ball. That one roped into left field. Liner, and that's past the left fielder, Gage Williams, all the way to the wall, around first, and he runs into the first baseman, Coy Williams, and he's in there in second. Looks like Williams is okay. Race Fisher is a big dude. Thankfully, he wasn't full speed on collision. He was able to try to get out of the way as much as he could, but it's a one out double for Race Fisher here in the bottom of the fifth, and that brings up Kaysen Uplist. Now he misses outside ball one. As mentioned, 2-2. RBI single, RBI double. Has a chance to have three hits and three RBI if he can get one in the right spot here. We're back down to second. Close play, and did he get him? It was close. He's out. No, he's safe. I think he changed the call there. The second base umpire took a very long time to make that call, and it looked like he started to make the out call, but then he switched it. So he is safe. Fisher with a large lead and a good pickoff move by Schmidt. Now another one, throwback. That's out of the glove of Hartman. So it's a 1-0 count to Hutfliss. First pitch missed low and away. Fisher with the lone base runner at second. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-2 Onega leads Blue Valley Randolph. Regional quarterfinal. The pitch. That one misses low as well for ball two. Time called by the Blue Valley Randolph head coach Herb Loveless. And a mound visit in on the infield. So just another reminder that next week we have regional coverage continuing. Monday, regional softball, regional baseball, and softball going on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, got some stuff going on as well. Not sure exactly what all we're going to be covering exactly just yet. Want to make sure we have that information correct before we release that. But we will soon tell you on our website, mscsports.net, what we will be covering starting next week. Got a score for you. Scoreless, Nemaha Central and Riley County. They're just starting that game. That's in the top of the first. Donovan West fell to Perry LeCompton 4-1 earlier today as well. Sabetha defeated Hiawatha 11-1. First pair, actually that pitch roped into left field for a base hit. For Huckless, his third hit of the day, but it's played well by Williams. And Fisher forced to stay at third. But the third hit of the day for Case Huckless. Two singles and a double, two RBI. He's been player of the game so far. That brings up Jacob Ronnebaum. He's 0 for 2, a line out and a fielder's choice. So runners on the corners with one out. Fly ball put in the right spot in the outfield. Gets them on the board for the fourth time today. Ronnebaum hasn't had his best season this year, batting below 120. There goes the runner to second, trying to get a bunt down. Pitch taken for a strike, and that's going to be a steal. No throw. Huckless is going to get Onega out of the double play situation. A one pitch coming up to Jacob Ronnebaum. With one out, runners on second and third now. Here in the bottom of the fifth, 3-2 Onega lead. Trying to add to it right here with two runners in scoring position. Pitch from Schmidt popped up in front of home plate, possibly for the play, but no, it's going to drop harmlessly in between Weeks, the third baseman, who tried to run in on it, and Ennis, who had a tough time finding it, which that's a tough play for the catcher to make. Try to immediately find the ball, and then he got to try to hustle to the spot, and it was not hit very high in the air either, so didn't have very much time to get under it, and it falls harmlessly to the dirt. 0-2 pitch coming up. Pops it up behind us in the dugout. And I'll keep it at 0-2. Onega in an advantageous spot here. Schmitz comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, just barely missing inside. And I'm telling you, that thing is just so slow. It just really throws you off at the lack of velocity on that pitch. And Onega hasn't really been able to hit it very well. Now on slowly grounded right back to the mound. Past the pitcher, but to the shortstop. Looks at third, throws to first, and in time, and the runners stay put. Nice play by Schreiber, the shortstop, coming in on the infield. It just squeezed past Schmidt, the pitcher, and Schreiber made the play to get the out at first. He looked over at third to make sure that Fisher wasn't breaking for home, and they stay put. Runners on second, third, two outs for Dylan Magnet. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out and hit by pitch. And they're going to intentionally walk him to get to Keegan Vandenberg. Vandenberg batting 158. As opposed to Magnet batting 265. Just solely based on that information, it's a good move. But we'll see if it actually is. Base is loaded. Two out. Bottom of the fifth. Crucial spot in this ballgame. Lincoln Schmidt, the first pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Schmidt's back to the stretch. Infield playing regular depth. 0-1, hit in the air, left field. Backing up is Gage Williams, and he has got it for the final out. Left and loaded. Still 3-2. Onega unable to capitalize on multiple base runners. We go to the top of the sixth. Chance for the Rams to tie or take the lead up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hyman True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
3-2, still our scores. We have played five complete innings. It'll be Coy Williams leading things off for the Rams. What a fun game this has been. Last half inning, Onega leads them loaded. Hunter Lehman trying to gather himself as it's a first pitch base hit to left field for Coy Williams. Pass Coulterman. And a good start for the Rams, and the tying runner is now aboard. Aaron Ennis coming to the plate for the third time today. 0 for 2, a couple strikeouts. First pitch, Ennis takes ball one down low. Meanwhile, Jackson Heights and Wabunsee going on currently at Mission Valley High School. Wabunsee up 12-1 with bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth. So Wabunsee trying to pull away and win that one early. That one into left field. That's another base hit. And the go-ahead runner is now aboard for the Rams. Williams up to second, and Ennis reaches back-to-back zero-out singles for Blue Valley Randolph. That brings up Braden Weeks, 0-for-2 on the day, ground out and a pop-out. Weeks, third baseman, talking with one of the assistant coaches for the Rams, and we are good to go here. Lehman still in the ball game for the Buffaloes on the rubber. Fastball up and in, missing. Ball one. A great start to the game for Hunter Lehman. He had 8 strikeouts through 3 innings since then. He looked more and more human. Here's the line drive. Right, it's out of the. It is caught. It was bobbled, and it's a double play. He touches second base, and Williams was in between second and third. It was bobbled by Coulterman. It popped out of his glove, but he caught it with his bare hand. It touched second in a big-time play by the Buffalo shortstop. 2 down. What a development in this game. So Ennis stays at first as the first pitch to Raleigh Sump. In there for a strike. There goes the runner. It hits him in the back, and there'll be runners on first and second once again. But this time with 2 outs, and this moves up to second. He was going. But it doesn't matter because Sump gets hit on the shoulder. That brings up Dakota Krause. Came in mid-game, as mentioned, throwing in the TVL track meet for the Rams. Made the hour trip over from the Valley Heights High School, where the meet was taking place. Came in mid-game in the fifth inning and got a single and was the first run of the ballgame. Runners on first and second, 2 out. Lehman first pitch to Krause. That's taken just outside ball one. Good take for the stocky right fielder for Blue Valley. One oh pitch, that one in there for a strike, even the count 1-1. So a crucial double play from Jackson Coulterman, caught on a line. That ball was hit well by Weeks. That ball hit in the air, in play, popped up in on the infield. Coulterman trying to call everyone off, and he makes the catch for the final out. So after back-to-back leadoff singles, they leave a couple, and no runs come across. Our score is still 3-2. We go to the bottom of the sixth coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787. 5787.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Score still 3-2 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Runners on first and second, nobody out, but getting out of the jam was Hunter Lehman. A line shot right back to Jackson Coulterman. Caught it, bobbled it, and touched second base for the double play to save the game, because if that ball drops, there's bases loaded, nobody out. It would have been a dicey situation for sure. But now it's all a what-if scenario, as coming up is Xavier Burgess. Nine 1-2 hitters coming up. Coulterman on deck. Kelsner in the hole. Lincoln Schmidt's coming back out.
Starting off for the Buffaloes, the designated hitter, number 21, Xavier Burgess.
In last inning, Onega left the bases loaded. Potentially walked Magnet to get to Vandenberg, and it worked successfully. A fly out to left field. First pitch, that one way outside. Ball one. The Burgess, who is 0-2, a ground out and reaching on a fielder's choice. Also has a steal as well. That was back in the fourth inning. The 1-0 from Schmidt. Now one misses in between his feet is where that one landed in the batter's box. Makes it 2-0. Coach Loveless coming out of the dugout to retrieve the baseball and give his starting pitcher some words of encouragement as the wind kind of shifted. It's starting to blow out towards left field. It's blowing in from right field when we started this afternoon, and he gets hit on his left arm. It's a hit-by-pitch and leadoff man aboard for the Buffaloes, looking for some insurance.
Coming back to the top of the lineup for the Buffaloes, shortstop number 2, Jackson Coulterman.
Jackson Coulterman 0-2 with a hit-by-pitch. Now time is called. We're going to have a little bit of a mound visit here, or maybe a pitching change possibly. We'll see. And there is going to be a pitching change. So Schmidt's day has done an incredible outing for Lincoln Schmidt. 5 1/3 innings pitched. We'll talk about the pitching change coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
The umpire said that it's 13 that's going to be pitching. That's Gage Williams. Waiting for him to get his proper glove here. There's going to be some changes for the fielding as well. As Ennis, the catcher, is coming into the game as well. Well, maybe the umpire was wrong. I was told by the umpire that 13 was pitching, but it looks like maybe Ennis is pitching. And it's going to be Gage Williams going to be catching. Ennis is going to be pitching. So instead, it's the reversal of the battery there. So it's going to be Ennis pitching. for the Rams and for Lincoln Schmitz. Let's head it back to another break. Let's step aside for another 30 seconds. Going to give them some time to warm up here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
So a solid outing for Lincoln Schmitz. He goes 5 1/3. Gives up just 2 earned runs, 3 runs total. And gives up just 1 walk. 6 hits. And no strikeouts. Again, that was 5 1/3 innings. Aaron Innes in the game to pitch for the Rams. So Krause, I believe, is in center field. There were some fielding changes in the outfield. It's kind of hard to tell with those small numbers that they have at the front of their jerseys, but I believe Krause is in center field now. And I believe, well, let's see here. So Schmitz is now playing first. Coy Williams is in right field. But at the plate is Jackson Coulterman. On the day 0 for 2, hit by pitch. I think this is a really good spot for the Rams to make their pitching change because you have a guy in Jackson Coulterman batting 635. And after a leadoff hit by pitch, it's a good spot to make that pitching change. 2-0 counts. First pitch. That one outside. Makes it 3-0. That was the first pitch from Innes, but already had a 2-0 count against him. Oh, wait, nope. Sorry, they just had the scoreboard wrong, so that was the first pitch to Coltman. So I go to first, and not in time. Innes looks over and fires. Hit in the air. Out of play. And we'll do it again. It's a 1-1 count coming up. No outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Coulterman's trying to get aboard for the second time today. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. He's got his lead. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2-1. Good take there from Coulterman. Yeah, he's got to be absolutely salivating at the fact that despite having a above 600 batting average, no hits yet in this game for him. Hitting the air towards right field, and that is a gapper all the way to the right field wall. Throwing it in is Williams. Rounding third and staying there is Burgess, and there are multiple runners in scoring position with nobody out, and L.J. Kelzer will come to the plate.
Now, back to the Buffalo catcher, number 5.
He was due, and he comes up big. Chance for the Buffaloes to get some much-needed insurance runs here in the bottom of the sixth. Back over to third, not in time. First pickoff move to third we've seen today. Another useless stat for you. Kelzer 0-for-3, reaching on an error in the first inning, coming on the score, fly out and ground out as well. First pitch in the dirt, nice scoop by Williams. The pitch. Now misses upstairs. 2-0. From Ennis, early pitcher for the Rams. In the air, right field, out of play. He's 2-1. So I think we have finally all the defensive changes here. I'll have to announce that here in just a second after this pitch. 2-1, breaking ball, waving at that pitch, that bounce in front of the plate for a strike. Makes it 2-2. So Sump is in left field, Krause in center. Coy Williams is in right field, Gage Williams behind the plate, Schmidt is at first, and Ennis is on the rubber. So that is your defensive changes for the Rams. There's a bunch of them. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. Breaking ball. Ropes right at the third baseman and touching the third base back there to second is Wild into center field. He'll head towards third base. He's going to be in there safely and he'll stay there. But it's a double play for the Rams. As Burgess is doubled up after the line out by LJ Kelzer. We saw that similar thing happen to the Buffalo's defense with Jackson Coulterman. This time it happens for the Rams defense. And that brings up Hunter Lehman. Ground ball foul. So two outs here after that double play from Weeks at third. It was well done, caught that line, drive, shot, right at him, stepped on the bag. He was, almost got a triple play out of the deal. But even if it was caught, it probably wouldn't have been in time. So up to third goes Coulterman. The pitch, that one in there, strike two, makes it 0-2. It's one strike away from getting out of the jam. We had runners on second and third with nobody out. Lehman is 1-for-2 on the day, a single in the first, hit by a pitch in the third and came home to score. Also a fly out to right. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, and there's strike three, got him looking. Fantastic job by Ennis, coming in relief. Runners on second, third, leaving him stranded. We go to the seventh, one more opportunity for the Rams. Buffalo's three outs away from getting to the semifinal round here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change. Jackson Coulterman is going to come in and try to get the save. Three outs away from getting the win. As now behind the plate to catch is Cason Hutcliffe. And we have a new center fielder as well, if that's the case. And that is Lehman out there in center field. What an outing from him. But we'll see if this pays off. A pitching change after Lehman goes six innings deep, gives up five hits, three of those coming in the fifth inning where the Rams got their lone two runs of the ball game. And after getting eight strikeouts in the first three innings, he finishes with 10. Also in terms of his walk tallies, that right now didn't have any walks. And both of those runs are earned. So Jackson Coulterman's numbers, he has a record of 7-3 with a 2.15 ERA. This is his 11th appearance. And his seventh relief appearance. Looking for his first save of the season, first pitch bounces in there, ball one to the top of the order. Tennessee Hartman had the RBI single in the fifth inning and brought home Dakota Krause. 1-0, that one in there for a strike, evens up the count. Colterman in 39 innings pitch has given up 28 hits, 12 earned runs, 13 walks, and has 46 strikeouts. That pitch in there, strike two. Makes the count 1-2. So besides that RBI single in the fifth, he had a couple strikeouts, so 1-for-3 on the day with a run. 1-2, breaking ball in there, strike three, got him looking. Two outs away from getting back to the regional semifinals, which will take place at Mission Valley High School next Tuesday. The Rams trailing 3-2, trying to rally here. Gage Williams 0-for-3, first pitch. Allen misses low for ball one, trying to avoid the golden sombrero here. One oh, that one misses as well outside, makes it 2-0. It was one run for Onega in the first inning on an RBI single by Casey Huffless, an RBI double in the third inning as that one misses as well, and then Lehman scoring on an error. Past three innings being shut out. Wind up in the 3-0. And that is a four-pitch walk, and the tying runner is aboard. And that will bring up Landon Schreiber, their most clutch hitter today in the season as well. Coming into today, batting 371. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI single in the fifth and a single in the first. Reaching on the air in the fourth inning as well, gets away, a wild pitch, and the tying runner is now in scoring position. So Williams up to second base on the wild pitch. The 1-0, that ball hit to left field, that's back, that's deep, it is gone! A two-run home run for Landon Schreiber, and the Rams are now leading 4-3. Oh, my goodness! What a blast to left field from the Rams shortstop. And they wait for him to finish his home run shot, and he touches home. Unbelievable! Hadn't seen a home run all day. Mentioned the shallow fences. That ball was absolutely crushed to left field. And the Rams, with just four wins on the season coming into today, have the 2 seed in the regional on the ropes. That brings up the starting pitcher, Lincoln Schmitz. First pitch misses low for ball one. And again, Hunter Lehman, he was looking really good through the first three innings, almost untouchable. Kind of struggled a little bit in the middle three innings, and then they pull him. Here's a ball on the ground. It's kept in front of my winger, third of first, and that is in time for the second out. And Coy Williams now to the plate. He is 1-for-3. Single in the sixth inning. Part of that big-time double play by Jackson Colterman. This one on the ground. Fielded cleanly by Fisher. Throw to first in time for the final out. So Onega now trails 4-3. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Onega needs to get a run to stay alive. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, so here we go. Onega down to their final three outs after giving up a two-run home run to Landon Schreiber in the top of the seventh inning to give the Rams a 4-3 lead, their first lead of this ball game. It was a one-out walk to Gage Williams, and Schreiber put it over the left field fence to give Blue Valley Randolph, the seventh seed, the lead over the two-seed Onega Buffaloes. Innes back on the rubber. And it'll be the middle of the batting order coming into play with Race Fisher leading it off. He's 2-for-3, a double and a single. And the Buffaloes now come from behind. First pitch for Innes. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Going from the stretch, here is the pitch. In there for the strike two. Oh, two. In there, strike three. Got him looking. And one gone on the breaking ball right down the middle. And that breaking ball starts way up, and he's getting thrown out of the game for the back for the talking back to the umpire. Made a comment to the umpire afterwards, and he's been thrown out of this game. Obviously, a lot of frustration after giving up the lead, which was at 1.3-0 after the third inning. That brings up Kaysen Huplitz. He's a perfect 3-for-3 today. With two RBI. So one out here in the bottom of the seventh. So after Race Fisher is ejected, Huplitz now stands in. One out, base is empty. In a 4-3 deficit for the Buffaloes. First pitch. Now it misses low and in for ball one. Temperature starting to drop as the sun starts to set. And now on, waiting on that breaking ball, it drops into the strike zone, and he just fouls it back. Count is 1-1. Innes with the pitch. Now this is up, fastball. Thought about it, but held up. Makes it 2-1. Grover Eddyfield here in Onega. Buffalo's trying to come from behind here in the bottom of the seventh, down 4-3. Swing and a miss, foul tip in the glove of Gage Williams for strike two. Innes comes set. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, foul straight back, will do it again. So Jacob Ronnebaum on deck. Dylan Magnet is in the hole. Huplitz awaits another 2-2 pitch. Hit opposite way to the diver and second baseman from the knee. So to first in time. What a play by Harmon. Dove to his left, kept it in front of him, flipped it over to first for the terrific defensive play. And the Rams are one out away from pulling off the comeback upset here in the regional quarterfinals. Onega's season rests on the shoulders of Jacob Ronnebaum. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Ronnebaum 0-for-3 today. Line out, fielder's choice. and a ground out. Bases empty, two outs, 4-3 Blue Valley. The pitch, chop foul. That evens the count 1-1. What a ball game here in Onega. After the Buffaloes beat the Rams 24-2 and 19-15 in the regular season meeting back in early April. Waiting for the ball to get back to the mound. Ronnebaum awaits the 1-1 pitch from Ennis. Here it comes. That's it. Buffaloes are down to their final strike. Ennis gets the ball back from his catcher and paces back towards the rubber. Here we go. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss, and that is it. The upset comeback is complete, and Blue Valley is on to the semifinal. 4-3, the final score. All thanks to the 2-run home run by Landon Shriver. The Rams come into Onega and get the upset win. We'll be back in a couple minutes to wrap it up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Get your garden seeds this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. A person experiencing a stroke can be treated if people act FAST. FAST is an acronym if you suspect a stroke. Face, facial droop one side when smiling. Arm, raise both arms as one drift downward. Speech, slurring or strange speech. Time, if suspecting a stroke, call 911. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
What a finish here from Onega. Final score, 4-3. And Blue Valley Randolph gets just their fifth win of the season, but they stun the Onega Buffaloes thanks to a 2-run home run by Landon Shriver. Back here in Onega, wrap this one up. Looking at the final totals in this one. The winning pitcher is Aaron Ennis. He went 1 2/3 of relief. He had 3 strikeouts, no walks, 1 hit, and no earned runs. And Lincoln Schmitz, what an outing from him. No decision, but he goes 5 1/3, no strikeouts. Gives up 6 hits, 3 runs. 2 of those were earned with 1 walk. And offensively for the Rams, Tennessee Hartman was 1 for 4 with a run. Gage Williams was 0 for 3 with a run. Landon Shriver was 3 for 4 with 3 RBI and a run. Lincoln Schmitz was 1 for 4. So was Coy Williams. Aaron Ennis was 1 for 3. Braden Weeks was 0 for 3. Raleigh Stump was 0 for 2. Trenton Short was 0 for 1. And Dakota Krause, he came in late in the ballgame. He was 1 for 2 with a run. Offensively for Onega, Jackson Colchman was 1 for 3 with a double. LJ Kelzer was 0 for 4 with a run. Hunter Lehman was 1 for 3 with a single and a run. Brace Fisher was 2 for 4 with a double, a single, and a run. He was ejected from the ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jason Huckless, he was 3-for-4 with two RBI, two singles, and a double. Jacob Ronnebaum was 0-for-4. Dill Magnett was 0-for-1 with an intentional walk and a hit by pitch. Keegan Vandenberg was 0-for-3. And Xavier Burgess was 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Hunter Lehman, he gets a no decision. He goes six innings. He had 10 strikeouts and no walks, two earned runs, and five hits allowed. And as I mentioned, he had eight strikeouts in the first three innings. And he finishes with a no decision. As for Jackson Coulterman, he picks up the loss. He gets a strikeout, gives up two runs, one hit, and one walk in this incredible quarterfinal finish. And Blue Valley Randolph is going to be competing at Mission Valley High School next Tuesday in a semifinal matchup against Frankfort Centralia. That will be at 2 o'clock next Tuesday. I'd like to thank everyone for making this broadcast possible, all of our great advertisers, and Kurt Kilman back in the booth. I'm Jared Fluffy. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.